From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Every year, thousands of pregnant women who are not U.S. citizens come to the United States from abroad to give birth so that their children are born American citizens. Most of these mothers come from China, and after giving birth, they return there with their American babies. This practice is known as birth tourism. And one of its selling points is the U.S. healthcare system. Our China correspondent, Jennifer Pack, has been looking into the birth tourism industry, and she spoke with healthcare providers at a clinic in Fountain Valley, California, that helps Chinese mothers deliver American babies.
How many babies do you think you've delivered for women coming from China?
I mean, there were times I had delivered 8 a day, and there were times where I delivered, 10 a week.
Dr. Russell Raposa has been delivering babies for over two decades. He started seeing patients from China about 5 years ago.
And I just ran into somebody who saw me and said, "Can I bring patients to you?"
That person worked for an agency that helps Chinese mothers give birth in the U.S. At first, only a few of Dr. Raposa's patients came from China. Now, 60% of them do.
The important thing to know.
Most obstetricians won't take Chinese patients because many of them arrive in the U.S. late in their pregnancies, less than 10 weeks from their due date, with medical files that are entirely in Chinese. That's not a problem for Dr. Raposa, thanks to his medical assistant, Chloe Zhao.
I was an obstetrician in China, so I can translate their medical files and can communicate with the patients better.
Zhao says Chinese patients like two things in particular about Dr. Raposa.
Dr. Raposa is white, and he graduated from a well-known medical school at Georgetown University.
Dr. Raposa charges patients around $3,000, no matter where they're from. But he has to wait until insurers cover his American patients, while the Chinese pay him up front.
And so is it fair for me to say then clearly this clientele is more attractive because you don't have to deal with insurance companies and you don't have to deal with a lot of the hurdles?
Certainly. I mean, I don't think you're going to find a doctor who goes, "No, I want to wait 3 months to be paid for what I do."
When I get to the hospital.
Yeah.
Every month, Dr. Raposa holds an information session for new clients, telling them what to expect and explaining cultural differences. For example, that in the U.S., there is no particularly auspicious time or day to induce a birth. He says his Chinese patients respect his advice so much that they've come back to him to deliver their second, even third child. In Fountain Valley, California, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.